Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 18th. The Quincy City Council has approved a tax incentive for the Grossman Companies to redevelop their property on Granite Street. Officials last night unanimously approved a $1.5 million tax break over 13 years that will allow Grossmans to build 260 units of new housing and a large commercial space that may include a Whole Foods market at the property currently occupied by TJ Maxx and other retailers. Officials said the development would generate $25 million in new tax revenue for the city. The project would also include improvements to the intersection of Granite Street and Bergen Parkway and new sidewalks. Grossmans will also pay $2.6 million into the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and $1.4 million in fees for that project. Jury selection will begin today for the trial of Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of killing and dismembering his wife in 2023. He was in court yesterday for the final hearing before the start of his trial. The Cohasset father is accused of killing and dismembering his wife, 39-year-old Anna Walsh, around New Year's Day, 2023. Prosecutors allege that Walsh disposed of his wife's remains in dumpsters around the area. He faces charges of murder, misleading a police investigation, and improper conveyance of a human body. Walsh waved and smiled at his mother, who was in the courtroom, but not listed on the witness list. She was asked to leave while parties discussed how she hired a private investigator to look into an alleged affair Anna Walsh was having with another man. The judge ruled yesterday on several issues regarding what evidence and testimony the jury could hear, including statements from Anna's friend about a fight the couple had just days before she was killed. The fight allegedly involved Anna wanting Walsh to resolve a criminal case related to art fraud. Walsh's defense argues that the prosecution is selectively using statements from the friend. There are 70 people in a pool of potential jurors. As selection begins today, the court is looking to seat 16 jurors, 12 of whom will deliberate the case, and 4 will serve as alternates. A Braintree student was arrested after allegedly bringing an airsoft-type gun to school. According to police yesterday morning, a school resource officer was approached by a witness at Braintree High School who reported that another student had a handgun. The witness said he saw the weapon. The officer notified school officials and a shelter in place was enacted at the school and a safe plan to confront the student was crafted. Braintree police and school staff were able to separate the student. Officers arrested him. The student was cooperative, and a search revealed a realistic-looking airsoft-type pistol in the student's coat. Braintree police will not be releasing the student's identity at this time. Student is facing several charges, including carrying a dangerous weapon on school grounds, a minor in possession of a BB gun or soft air gun, resisting arrest, an assault with a dangerous weapon. The incident remains under investigation. A pair of Massachusetts State House bills are once again taking aim at tip wage and now gratuity. It comes after Question 5, a gradual increase in tips, was voted down. There's a bill that would raise the overall minimum wage to $20, but it includes legislation that would raise tip wages from $6.25 to $12. Both servers and owners fear that may lead to people tipping less overall. Another House bill proposed by State Representative Manny Cruz would create a 19% minimum gratuity on all parties with more than 4 people if they're dining during peak restaurant season. Per the bill, peak restaurant season would be voted on by a city's council members or in a town by their select board. While someone would be able to tip beyond 19%, question from owners and servers is, will customers actually do so? A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow sank 557 points. The NASDAQ dropped 192. And the S&P lost 61. Asian shares also tumbled. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lost to Carolina 3-1. They'll be in Anaheim tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Celtics are in Brooklyn against the Nets tonight at 7:30. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny and breezy, high 46 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and chilly, low 25. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 46. Cloudy on Thursday, high 45. And Friday, cloudy with a high of 52. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, west winds 15 to 20 knots, and a high tide 9:51 a.m. Sunrise 6:38, sets at 4:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, November 18th.